When there is a diagnosis of autism, what's next? Some early signs of autism include lack of or delay in spoken language, repetitive use of language called echolalia, little or no eye contact, lack of interest in other children, lack of spontaneous or make-believe play, persistent fixation on parts of objects, poor response to his or her name, fails to imitate caregivers, motor mannerisms such as hand flapping, and fails to point or show joint attention. How is autism diagnosed? Because there are no physiological markers, laboratory tests will not diagnose autism. Instead, much like diagnosing attention deficit disorder or ADHD, interviews, questionnaires, and some standardized assessments are used. Please check out the YouTube link, How is Autism Diagnosed, for more information on diagnosis. Also, Florida State University has the Autism Institute in their College of Medicine. Just go to Florida State University Autism Institute for a wealth of information on autism. Diagnosis. Your child, your sibling, a friend has just received a diagnosis of autism. Some are shocked, but for many others, it is the confirmation of their fears. Years ago, there was very little information or help available for parents who wanted to do everything they could to make sure their precious child could live a full, happy, and productive life. While the first reaction to such a diagnosis may be fear and despair, there is hope and help. Causes. The Cambridge Center for Behavioral Studies states that autism spectrum disorder is now considered to be neurobiological in origin. At the present time, there are no genetic, neurological, or other physical markers that can be used to distinguish a person with autism from persons with similar behavioral characteristics. Instead, the diagnosis of autism is applied to persons who meet specified behavioral criteria. Noticeable characteristics should be evident before age 3. Why is autism a spectrum disorder? Autism is considered a spectrum disorder because the degree of impairment in the behavioral categories of social interactions, verbal and nonverbal communication, play behavior, restricted, repetitive, and stereotype patterns of behavior, and resistance to changes in routine varies widely among the diagnostic categories and for each individual. Just as each personality is unique, so too are the characteristics of each individual with a diagnosis of autism. What is the next step? No doubt, parents will receive a great deal of good advice about treatment options, but they must be wary of so-called treatments that have no evidence of being helpful and may in fact be harmful. Over time, parents will probably decide on a team of therapists for their child: occupational therapist, speech therapist, physical therapist, and so forth. Each will work to help the child achieve goals in their specific fields. According to the Cambridge Center for Behavioral Studies, it is now known that early intensive behavioral programs can eliminate completely the symptoms of autism in some children and greatly improve the lives of many others. While there is no cure for autism, applied behavior analysis is a proven therapy that enables those diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder and their loved ones to obtain and enjoy a higher quality of life. Applied behavior analysis is a very individualized treatment approach in which the behavior analyst takes detailed measurements of current skills and behaviors and designs a behavior plan to increase current skills or build skills that are not present and reduce or eliminate maladaptive or unwanted behaviors. Skills in communication, social interaction, self-care, and academics are addressed as well as others. Behavior methods are individualized for each learner. A closer look at evidence-based treatments. The Lindgren and Dubay 2011 study researched treatments that had strong scientific evidence of efficacy. The researchers relied on data obtained from 5 primary sources of consensus judgments about ASD treatments. These 5 are the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Children with Disabilities, the National Autism Center, the Association for Science in Autism Treatment, the National Professional Development Center on Autism Spectrum Disorders, the detailed 2005 review of ASD interventions completed by Simpson and his colleagues. The results. Interventions supported by significant scientific evidence include the following: applied behavior analysis, discrete trial training, functional communication training, pivotal response training, antecedent-based interventions, early intensive interventions, this is birth through 3 years, social skills training, and more. All of these interventions are used in applied behavior analysis. Interventions that are not recommended: holding therapy, secretin therapy, chelation for neurotoxicity therapy. Unfortunately, there are charlatans out there pushing treatments with no scientific basis or support to those desperate to do anything to help their child. Some of these so-called treatments can be very dangerous. How to select a behavior analyst? Many people claiming to use behavior analysis do not have the training or experience necessary to design and implement ABA therapy. Some states do not have rigid guidelines regulating the use of the title behavior analyst, but things are changing. The defining features of ABA programs include they're directed by professionals with advanced formal training in behavior analysis, at least a master's degree, as well as supervised experience in designing and implementing ABA programming for learners with autism and related disorders. They have met the educational, experiential, and examination performance standards of the Behavior Analyst Certification Board and are board certified behavior analysts. They adhere to the BACB's guidelines for responsible and ethical conduct and base treatments on the best available scientific evidence. Where can you find behavior analysts in your area? First, conduct an internet search for companies in your area that advertise ABA therapy. Then, check the credentials of those BCBAs on staff. Let's go to the Behavior Analyst Certification Board. The Behavior Analyst Certification Board is the credentialing body of behavior analysts. First, go to BACB.com, then click on Find a Certificate. Then you will receive a set of search options. You can plug in your zip code, your city, state, or even the last name of a therapist, and then click Search. You will obtain a list of BCABAs and BCBAs within that search criteria. From there, you can actually click on the behavior analyst's name and send him or her an email. Autism Speaks resources. AutismSpeaks.org has a wealth of information for those wanting information on autism treatment options. They also have really special toolkits that cover special needs financial planning, safety, school, technology, health and wellness, behavior challenges, medical resources, and even the transition to adulthood, and much more. What does ABA therapy look like? Go to some YouTube videos. There is a wealth of ABA therapy approaches in video form. And you can actually go to youtube.com/watch?VEQUAL8lowercase l capital Y capital E lowercase s capital N lowercase s. This is a really good video that just gives you an overview of some of the different types of therapies used in applied behavior analysis. Thank you for listening. Over the course of the next few weeks, we will be focusing on treatment approaches for those diagnosed with autism. I hope you will join me. Until then, have a wonderful week.